Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain podcast. I'm on this week, so go listen to it. And also The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. And joining me today for this fabulous, fabulous recap of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City first ever reunion, it's Ronnie Karam.
Hi.
What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi.
Oh, hi and bye. Hi and bye.
Yeah.
This is Crappens on Demand, so you can see us. If you were watching, you got to see Ronnie come on screen, then off screen, then on screen again. You look absolutely delicious there, Rondell, over there. I'm waiting for Bueller to appear in your background, but I know if I wait.
He's mad at me.
Wait long enough, he'll be there. He'll be there. He'll make his little. What Bueller does is when you're podcasting, he goes to that pile of pillows that's over your left shoulder, and then he like pushes down with his paws like many, many times, and he sort of props himself up at while simultaneously pushing himself down, and then until he's comfortable, and then you know.
That's how he rolls. He's really mad at me today because there's an ice storm outside. Your favorite movie. There's a Ben's favorite movie outside. There's an ice storm outside, and he thinks that it's my fault. Like, whenever it rains or whatever, he thinks that I'm doing this to him. You know, like, he has to go outside, and then he looks at me like, how could you? And then a tree fell, and he got really scared, and he's mad at me now because of the tree. So,
wow.
There you go.
What is happening in Austin? I mean, I didn't know you guys got ice storms.
I didn't either. I'm learning a lot of stuff this year. I didn't know that this place got snow. I didn't know that. I mean, there's freaking an ice storm so big it blew it got a tree down. I mean, that's something. What a wussy tree, whatever you, though, too. You know,
Ronnie. Whatever you do, don't touch any guardrails. Okay, please.
Ice storm. Okay, everybody. Let's today, guess what? It's a very special day because it's the first ever, like you said already, reunion for The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Okay, you know what this show needs? A talking stick. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City needs a talking stick because all reunions, they talk over each other. But this one, the whole time. And you know who the worst offender is? Heather. Heather, shut up, Heather. You're talking too much. And I like Heather Gay, but damn, girl.
She is talking a lot. Mary's also, she's not talking over anyone. She's talking under. I noticed that like through most of the episode, when someone's talking, she's like muttering a little thing on the side. Like, well, I don't do that. But, you know, whatever. I mean, I like staplers, but, you know, people like paperclips, but whatever. That's just me.
And it's always some Mary victim thing. And it barely makes sense. Like if they're fighting about Lisa being mean to Heather, she's like, oh, well, Lisa, you know, no one cares. No one cares me. No one cares me. No one cares me. What are you?
Grain of salt. I mean, I like grain of pepper, but that's okay. You do you. It's like, what are you talking about over there, Mary?
Yeah, she has a lot of nonsense coming out.
Yeah. So it's a 3-part reunion, which is exciting. And we see the women all arriving in New York City, and we see Lisa and Meredith together, and Lisa's like, did you sleep well last night? Did you sleep well? I didn't sleep very well. I said, sleep, I'm going to disengage with you. I'm disengaging with sleep at the moment.
Yeah, I disengaged with my sleep number, that's for sure. Yeah, Meredith came into this just ready, like she came in swinging. And then everyone came in going for Lisa, which, I mean, I guess Lisa was offensive in the beginning, but by the end, I mean, I felt like she was kind of not, like just, she didn't do anything, yeah. Right? I don't remember. I mean,
I agree.
I don't remember. Usually I'm very offended. Like by the time the reunions get here, I'm so offended by everybody. Like I have a list of the things that I'm very outraged about. And like I come in here and I care about everything. I want to speak to the manager, but I didn't find her that offensive. I mean, the woman drinks Diet Cokes, but you know what? Also, she enforces child labor, which I approve of. So maybe that's it.
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the season, we were like, oh, fuck her. Look how mean she was to Heather. And, you know, we just, she did a few things, like the whole thing with the bartenders, how she seemed to, like, not be apologizing for that. So we're like, oh, she's going to be the villain. But I agree. She kind of just, evened out and just sort of spent the second half of the season being like, I love that.
I love that.
Yeah. Can I touch?
I love child labor.
I love that.
Fresh wolf.
But I liked it. I liked that they came for her because she was very, she was like really, I thought she was actually really good at defending herself. She was kind of immutable and she sort of had an answer for everything. And she just kind of held her own in a way that I really liked. And I kind of feel like Lisa Barlow might be going on that path of she's supposed to be the villain, but we're all actually going to start liking her because she's so Lisa Barlow. Like a video that's been going around this week or the past few days is she did a video with her son. Did you see this video?
Yes, he has like a gun to his back.
Yeah, he's addressing the camera to be like, hey guys, just want to say, well, first she's like, look who I found, as if like, you know, she would never be around her son. And then,
or as if we were all like, wondering, we're like, oh my God, I wonder where that kid is.
Look who I found in his bedroom in my house. And he's just like, hey, thanks for using Fresh Wolf, whatever. But she's like mouthing along because it's clearly like written on like a pad.
Right.
It's just so, it's so perfect. And then the thing that happened last week, which is actually not funny at all, but funny from like the perspective that everything's okay, is that she had to miss her Watch What Happens Live appearance because she mistook like crazy glue for eye drops. So she put crazy glue in her eyeball and had to go to the hospital, which was very on trend with the whole Gorilla Girl thing. Gorilla Glue Girl thing. That is like a horrifying thing. And I'm glad she's okay. But that now that we have distance from it, Lisa Barlow couldn't go and Watch What Happens Live.
I'm staying away from every household product at this point. I mean, it has been a terrible week in the news for just mistaking things for other things, you know, and that's so something I would do. And it's not. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to make a smoothie with some coconut water. Whoops, it was bleach.
I know. It feels like that's where we are in society now.
Yeah.
Like, I put some Neosporin on my hand just now, and I'm like, was that Neosporin or was that Gorilla Glue? Will I be able to ever close my hand again?
And another thing that was happening in the Bravo news that was pretty funny involving this show was all these people were saying Brooks had fake lips or something, which, duh, obviously he has fake lips. He's like a Kardashian, you know, he's like a Kardashian teenager who's just, like, blowing everything up. I get it. But he's like huge lips, like huge. And she's like, he doesn't have fake lips, you guys. Look, here's a picture of me and him when he was in high school. The lips are the same. And they're totally regular lips in high school. Side by side with like literally tennis ball lips. And people online are like, oh my God, she's being so mean to Meredith. And then Meredith posted a picture with some of the other girls. And people are like, oh my God, you hit Lisa now because she's not in the picture with you. You hit Lisa. And she's like, no, I don't hate Lisa. No,
don't hate her.
I still have love for Lisa.
I feel like something happened in the past week where Salt Lake City kind of hit this place amongst Bravo fans and sort of pop culture where it became that kind of show that to watch it feels like you're on the inside of an amazing inside joke, right? Like New York is at that status. Vanderpump Rules was there for a very long time. And there's some other shows too, but people don't really feel that way that much anymore about like Beverly Hills. But nowadays, like, if I just have noticed a huge uptick in memes and GIFs, people saying I'm disengaging, like everyone's saying I'm disengaging all of a sudden. The Lisa news, there was even an article in the New Yorker, and that's my favorite. I love when the New Yorker visits Bravo because they do it every few years where they come and they do like a high-low thing where they basically apply like the highest, you know, the highest tier of television criticism to like the lowest tier of television. And it's always so good. And they did a like a great piece on Salt Lake City. So it just sort of feels like right now, like the Brooks Marks tracksuit, I'm disengaging, you know, Vita Tequila, all these things, it feels like we're on the inside of like we're on the inside of a great joke. And that's my favorite is when Bravo can create those experiences for us.
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is culturally sensitive trash. The 10th iteration of the Housewives franchise frequently nails a difficult art, incorporating racial politics into the sketchy morality of a guilty pleasure. By Doreen St. Felix. Yeah, they're very like fancy about their watching. And let's see who they left out. They left Heather and Whitney out of the picture, which also caused a lot of stir because they're not in it, but Brooks is.
It's a drawing. But Brooks made it in. Well, Brooks has become a national fascination because I think we're all just like Brooks, but we're also kind of fascinated by him, which, you know, I love that. And by the way, speaking of his lips, I did notice that when they showed the flashback of Heather turning her back on Lisa Barlow at that first party, I was like, look at Brooks. I was like, his lips look so much smaller there, because I actually sort of missed the whole lips thing. So I just had a natural reaction of, oh, he's gotten his lips done, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, how can you not? You know, they're huge. I mean, yeah. Especially if you've ever had hemorrhoids. It's like, why do people do that to themselves? It just looks like a big hemorrhoid on people's face. I just don't get it, you know?
Like, yeah, I've never known anyone who's been attracted to like lip injections. Like, literally, I've never like met a straight guy who's like, oh, shit, did you see her giant lips? Like, I know maybe there's like something about blowjobs or whatever, but I think generally speaking, most people think they look grotesque, and it's just a weird thing that people do for themselves, essentially.
That said, we're on camera today, and so I keep looking at my mouth, and I'm like, I could get some lips, because we're talking so much about lips, and I'm very easily swayed, so let's go back to talking about calories or something, because I don't need to start injecting my lips, because I'm one of those that will never stop until, because, you know, the bigger something is on your face. Like, I was always jealous that all my Lebanese family had a bigger nose than me. Like, I got other Lebanese things, like toes that are stuck together from my grandpa. I don't know if that's Lebanese, but family traits. And alien-ish. I didn't really get the big nose thing. And I was always mad because I felt like people in my family who look thinner, they have the bigger nose, and so it makes them look thinner. And so I've always wanted a big nose. And so anyway, if I got big lips, I'd just keep doing it and doing it just to look smaller, and I'd have lips bigger than my goddamn head.
Yeah, that's how it starts. And my last point about this is that I'm actually very proud of Cameron Westcott, because you would think she'd be the type that would totally want to plump up her lips. And she is actually committed to having a very thin lip. And I really love that about her. Just like a very, very thin lip. So that way when she like, when she gets like mad about something and she goes, you know, she like frowns or does that face, it really exaggerates it in a way that I really like. So I just want to give a shout out to our thin-lipped, our thin-lipped queens, I guess you could say. Although I don't know if we should call Cameron a queen, but you know, our thin-lipped.
Okay, members so of another universe. Thing, Lisa. So as we get ready here, Lisa is, you know, in her chair, and is she like freckle-faced and redhead in real life? I love that. I love that you're kind of like a little freckle face in real life. Like, why aren't you freckle face on TV?
Freckle. I actually looked briefly, and I actually felt like maybe she had some sort of eczema or whatever. So I don't know.
I love that too. Being eczema. You know what? Freckles-zema. Okay, I earned it.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way,
like,
if she doesn't have eczema, I don't want to shame her for being like, your skin looks like you have eczema. I just was saying that's what I thought it was. But either way,
they're rioting in the streets right now. All the eczema people, man.
Okay. No, I don't want to hurt. I don't like. I would feel bad if I'm like shaming someone for their skin. You know, like if they have a skin condition, or like they, if they don't, you know what I'm saying? Ugh, it's not even worth it.
We're here to shame people for their hearts, okay?
Yes.
So
exactly.
Heather is, I think, the most into the Housewives game, besides Jen. Jen is pretty into it too. But Heather's very much like, hey, Andy Cohen, let the games begin.
Yeah, she was like ready for her reunion soundbite.
Yeah.
So then Andy goes up to Mary. He's like, hey, so how do you feel tonight, Mary? She's like, well, I got nerves. It's like her computer hasn't started yet. She's like,
she's spinning beach ball. And Heather's like, this is the peak, Andy. This is the peak. And he's like, well, Meredith, it seems like there are unsaid things between you and Jen. And Meredith is like, well, I was very hurt by your actions, and you know what? We're just going to have to see about it. And I was like, wow, your head is going to hit something soon. She's just swinging that head all over the dressing room.
She is. Meredith is also sporting, she's sporting like a strapless top that, it looks kind of like a blazer for her breasts. It's like a breast doublet or something. Not doublet, but it's like, it's got lapels. It's like open, has lapels, but it has the shape of a blazer, but it hangs on her breasts instead of her shoulders, which, you know, I was like, this is,
well,
she's
we've
so
seen,
elegant.
So elegant. We've seen a lot of tap dance recital outfits on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. This is another one. It's like the gold tuxedo going around the big boobs. So she looks pretty. I think she definitely looks prettier in close up in that outfit, because from far away it's like, what are you wearing? And then you get close up and it's like, that's cute, which is the opposite way a tap dance outfit should be, because, you know, you have to tap to the rafters. So that was my tap dance outfit review. So, Jen, a lot of people have things to say about you, Jen. All right. And then she's just like, fuck you, Andy, and throws him out the window. And that's it.
And then they all come out onto the set, which is like a winter wonderland, et cetera. And Lisa's like, hey, Mare. Hey, Meredith. Hey, Mary. You look gorgeous. Hey. Hi. I love that. Hi, snowman. Hi, fir tree. Can I touch the fir tree? Love that.
Love the snow. Love the chairs. Love Andy. Love that girl. Hey, love that guy with the camera. You're doing great over there.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Super Bowl, guys. All right, welcome to the season one reunion. Here are the women who delivered such a wild and wonderful first season. Do I dare give it two thumbs up?
Everyone just like, ha 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 ha. And then it cuts to Meredith being like, I'm privately disengaged from that joke.
Yeah, Meredith was like mad at that joke or something. I put Meredith not amused.
She wasn't. So guess what, guys? You're all here. Hi, Lisa. Does God care now that you own a tequila company? God will never care that I own a tequila company, Andy. But look who I found. Andy Cohen. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Say hi, Andy. It's my reunion, actually. Okay. Love that.
You know what? I know that God's not going to mind me owning a tequila, Andy. And here's why. You know, when you make a mistake and you say, hey, God, I'm sorry, guess what he gives you? Another shot. So Vita Tequila, everybody. Sponsored by God. Love that.
And did you ask him?
Oh, every day, Andy, I ask him. I work for him. He's a really good time God. He's a good time God. I know friends of his.
Good time God. Hey, Whitney. So you left the stripper pole at home, right?
I couldn't get it on the airplane. Husband, I'll try it again. From
Let
the
me
top.
Start again.
On the airplane, I couldn't get it. Nope. From the top, one more time. I couldn't. I was on an airplane. How do I do it again?
You know I'm an honest person, right?
All right, we're going to move on. Whitney, forget about you. Heather, I heard you got a DM from Rihanna.
She's like, I did, Andy. You know what she said to me? She said, keep it real. And I said, oh my God, you're everything. And you know what she said? You are.
R. She kept on saying R afterwards.
She just keeps DMing me and saying, where have you gone? Where are you now? Where have you gone? Where are you now?
I got 15 DMs from Rihanna and they all said work. Work, 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 work. Work, 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 work. It was amazing. Because that's what I'm doing. It's the second chapter of my life. I'm working like Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna. I love that Rihanna's out there just DMing all the housewives. That's so funny.
I know. That's a great use of your celebrity, by the way. Because when you're a global expo, you can just like DM anyone and be like, love what you're doing. And it's like,
That's Lisa's fun. All mad, by the way. They cut to Lisa, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to straighten my suit right now because maybe Rihanna lost my message of direction. I don't know. I don't know what's happening, but Rihanna, I'm here. I'm here whenever you want to DM me, okay? So Andy's just like, so Mary, have you figured out how many homes you own yet? She's like, oh. No, Andy.
She doesn't even get the joke. She's like, no, I don't understand this. Hey, Jen, you're looking sha-mazing today. Should we expect Zen Jen today, or will you be turning up? And she's like, Andy, I'm going to be Zen Jen unless someone makes me turn up. How could you even say that I wouldn't be Zen Jen?
That is such a Jen answer, too. Yes, I'm going to be Zen until someone makes me. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then Meredith is like, hi, Andy. Like, Meredith just came in to be upset today. She's, like, mad about every single thing. And he's like, so is that jewelry Meredith marks? Because none of the metal detectors went off. So, well, congrats again on amazing first seasons, everybody. From exclusive events to stripper poles and low blows, you never failed to show us what was heating up under the snowy mountains. As the, why is this so long? Are we doing paragraphs now? Can I get another writer? This is very long.
Andy, I just want to say I got a DM from Kathy Baker from Picket Fences. So just putting that out there.
You know what? I had a Diet Coke next to Valerie Bertinelli once. I'm just saying. Go ahead, Henty. Go ahead. Continue the show.
I once redeemed my Coke rewards and got a free inner tube with the face of Anne Burrell on it. So just saying.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So we get clips of craziness and the twerking and Lisa saying, stop twerking, get off the floor. You know what? You sent me a thumbs up and we all know that that's a F you. You know, was that an F you?
So we come back and Andy's like, so I never knew that a thumbs up was a fuck you. Is that a Mormon thing?
It's the intention behind it. You know, like when you're getting, you know, when you're getting a fuck you and a thumbs up. Okay. You know the difference. It's like when Kathy and Jimmy sent me a DM and said, thumbs up. That came from a good place. I knew it.
And Heather goes, well, I didn't know that one thumbs up was a fuck you. Like, okay. So then, why does Heather like meat on a stick so much?
Hey, let's provide a forum to test out this thumbs up theory. Hey, Heather, why do you like meat on a stick so much? Why do you just keep shoveling meat on a stick into your face?
Was anyone else worried about the reunion at this point? I was like, wow, we're going from a thumbs up emoji to meat on a stick.
I was actually very enthused by that. I was like, thank you for addressing the meat on the stick right off the bat. That was very important to me. And she goes, you know what? I love a good meatball, and I love fun food, and I'm not afraid to order it. Like, it's this, like, big moment of embarrassment. You know what? Listen, like Rihanna always says, you better work, work, work. I just can't remember any other Rihanna songs right now.
Hopefully she's making a song called Meat Stick coming soon. We're working on that.
I'm the only meatball in the world.
And Whitney's like, why don't you just say you love balls?
Wait, can I do that from the top again?
And Andy's like,
I like balls in my mouth.
Mary, somebody on the internet who's a real asshole says, what's up with your stupid hair? It's stupid. Aren't there any black people to style your hair in Salt Lake City? Mary, you got stupid hair, okay? Hey, Mary, guess what? Your hair is not meat on a stick. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, and before Mary answers this, I want everyone to buckle their seatbelts because she's going to be fluttering her eyelids a lot and it's going to cause a lot of gusting, okay? All right, Mary, you can answer this now. And she's like eyelids going crazy. She's like, there are not many black hairdressers and my beautician was not available for apparently 4 months. So I just grabbed wigs and, you know, I was wearing them and my hair was bad. I get it. It was bad. It hurt me. It hurt my feelings, actually.
Whitney.
He's like, your hair?
Your
hair hurt? She's like, yes.
It hurt to see herself, she said. So Andy's like, Whitney, you said there was a huge polygamy population in Utah. What about that? Lisa goes, no.
She's like, well, you know what? What I was insinuating was we come from a history of that. And so I was joking. But you know what? There is a big swinger community.
Okay, so were you insinuating it? Were you joking? Or were you saying there is a big swinger community? Commit.
And then when she says this,
I know
the
that's a hard thing to say to a swinger, but commit.
That's true. But when she says this, the camera lingers very long on Meredith. I don't know if you noticed that, but I was like, what are they trying to say?
This is where they try to delineate between swingers and cheaters, right? Because she's like, well, there is a swinger. And Andy's like, Mormon swingers? And she goes, well, I know some personally, Andy. And Heather's like, you know what? It's Mormon 2.0. And Lisa's like, no, I've been called that Mormon 2.0. And then they start talking over each other about what Mormon 2.0 is, because that's Lisa's term, and Heather has just co-opted Lisa's term. So now they're yelling at each other. But Heather, in that, goes, well, you know what polygamy is, Andy? It's where you say, we still want to be married, but we want to explore sexually outside of our marriage while we remain married. That's what it means in Utah, Andy. I'm like, that's what it means everywhere, Heather.
Yeah, that's how swinging works. So, Blaine from New Mexico says, Meredith, what was your reaction when you saw Jen making fun of Brooks's sweatsuit collection? And by collection, I mean one piece. Were you appalled that an older woman would be picking on a child? And I'm like, at some point, are we going to stop calling Brooks a child? He's 21, okay? Like, I'm sorry, he's not a child. And the fact that we keep referring to him as a child and treating him like a child says a lot about who he is. It also says a lot about a lot of other things that I'm not going to get into. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes to. But he is not a child, so let's stop talking about him like a child. He's her child, but he's not a child.
Yeah, when you're old enough to get lips that big, you're old enough to be mocked for it, damn it. That's what I say.
If you're old enough to go onto national TV and vagina shame a crazy lady, then you're old enough to be tracksuited yes. shamed.
You threw yourself into that ring, sir. And so Jen's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. It was one suit, okay? And it wasn't mean. I mean, there was one suit. What do you want me to say? Because her nails are so big. She's always doing spirit fingers. She's like, yeah. It was one suit. I mean, what am I supposed to say about it, Andy? There was one suit. I saw it. And Meredith is like,
he's not established a fashion line.
He saved his own money that his father and I gave him to get that yeah. suit to launch a brand. So, yes, it was the beginning. It was a step.
Someone needs to get her an aspirin because her head has got a goddamn hurt by now.
Yeah, her head is really, it's on the same axis as the earth. You know how the earth is sort of like on its angle? She's like, you know what? It was a step. He should be commended, not criticized. I'm like, okay. All right. So this child is caught. I just called him a child.
Yeah.
This young man is coddled. So I didn't think it was nice, and I didn't think the comment came from a place of niceness, okay? It is my child who is not a housewife. When I breastfeed him every night, I think about the humiliation he felt. And your hands, Jennifer.
You know what? That didn't really bother me. What really agitated me was the content on social media and the comments over these past couple of days or weeks or months or wherever we are right now in time and dates. The sun just passed my head again. So, and Jim's like, I never posted anything about Brooks, so I don't know what you're even talking about right now, Meredith. It's like, oh, come on. Yes, you do. You are on the social media contenting about a child, a baby child whose placenta just fell off. How dare you?
He just took his first steps and is already making fun of the onesie I put him in, okay? And it's just not the time to make fun of Brooksy right now. He's very vulnerable. He hasn't been able to get to Best Buy in a good 2 months. So let's just
lying. You are lying. I've not attacked Brooks. You are lying about that. And Andy's like, whoa, what? You know, was it social media content? You know, maybe about the vagina comment? Because we're going to get into that. And Heather's like, we're going to get into the vagina, Andy. That's for you, Riri.
And Andy goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, all of a sudden, Andy now is like a prude about vagina jokes. So then, so Jen is like, why is it acceptable to throw a party for your friend and then make it all? Oh, sorry. Someone's asking Jen that. She's not asking the group. Someone's asking Jen, why is it acceptable to throw a party for your friend and make it all about yourself? Are you that self-absorbed and in need of attention? And I think we can all answer yes. Yeah. Yes, she is. Next question.
I mean, look, she fed people. You know what I mean? There was food at that party in a bar. So shut up. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she goes, no, I'm not that self-involved. I'm actually more self-involved, and I reeled it in, okay? I just thought it'd be fun if I could incorporate my culture into a party for Meredith Marks, because, you know, as we all know, when we see Meredith Marks, we think, let's add some Polynesian culture to this.
Yeah. You know, it's like... Yeah, when you see Meredith Marks, don't you think of Tongan fire dancers? Okay, thank you. You made my point. Meredith's like, well, if someone's a host, they can do whatever they want. You know, I don't care about that.
It's mostly the content about placentas choking babies on social media. And also, you know what? It was hard for me because that was Lisa's actual birthday. And I thought the party was going to be for us. And then it cuts to Lisa doing this, nodding really sadly. She's like,
yeah. And then we see, yeah. And then we see a montage.
My birthday too. It was my birthday.
We see a montage, and this, I got so mad about this montage because I felt like we were robbed. Like, we should have had this montage in the show of her walking around this party saying, it's my birthday. Yeah, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. And then she even gets on the microphone and pulls a Luann Candace and goes, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. She could have gotten a Crappies nomination. Those other two got nominations for singing happy birthday.
Yeah, I feel this like was not wrong. In the show, right? Because that was really, really good.
It hi, was me. I love happy your birthday. Shoes. It's my birthday. Oh, hi. Oh, my God. Your necklace is so nice. It's my birthday.
Hold on. I'm getting a DM from Taylor Dane. She says happy birthday. Wow. That was so nice of her.
So Meredith is like, yeah, we've been friends for years. And I said, you know what? If you want to have a party for me, you know what? Why don't you just do it for the two of us? And if you don't, maybe we should do it on a different day. And Heather's like, oh, God, please. Lisa wasn't throwing a party for her. It's not like Lisa was doing anything. Like, Heather is now just ready to fight, too. They all came in ready, you know?
Yeah, they are all, like, really fired up. They basically wrap shooting and then sat through a year of pandemic. And so I think there's just, like, everything is coming out. And a year's yes. worth of anxieties is coming out. So then Lisa's like, well, what bothered me was not the party, even though my cake looked like it came from Entenmann's and Mara's looked like it came from, you know, the cake capital of the world. But what bothered me was the way how some girls treated me on my birthday. It was on my birthday, okay? How they treated me, it was so wrong, okay? Heather, she gave me the up and down. And then she dismissed me after I dismissed her. It was so rude.
Yeah, so rude. You know what? That's your word, dismissive. So I'm going to borrow that word because I'm going to talk about it. So stop, Heather, because Heather's like, shut up. You know what? That's not even true.
Heather's just talking and talking, trying to get her to stop talking. And she's not going to stop. So she's like, no,
you know what? I'm not going to stop because you know what? I had a Cavalli jacket and I had beautiful hair. And I went up to Heather. You know what? And I was nice to Heather. I was nice to her even in my Cavalli jacket and beautiful hair. I was. No one can deny that. And so I went up to her and I was nice to her. And that was the opposite. You know what? She had her back to me. She had her back to me. You know what? Roll the footage, Andy. Just roll the footage. Roll it, Andy. Roll the footage.
Yeah. This is I love that like the backbone of her argument is that she was wearing Cavalli and Versace and her hair looked good. So like automatically that gives it the higher hand. It's my birthday, it's wearing Cavalli. She should have been nice to me.
Yeah.
So then we see the footage. I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a draw because they say hi to each other. You see Heather going out of her way to say hi to her. And Lisa's like, hi. And then there's like a weird moment. And then Heather definitely turns away first. But Lisa's also in the process of continuing to walk beyond her. So I think it's a draw, to be honest.
Heather was like really shy. She's like, this girl isn't going to blow me off. So she acted like she was busy with other people. And then she turns around and she's like, oh, hi. Even though she knew Lisa was coming for like 20 minutes. And then Lisa was like, oh, hi. And then just kept walking. So she kind of did blow her off. But like, who cares? She didn't really even know her, as we find out in this episode.
That's true.
So they're yelling at each other. And Heather's like, oh, my God, that's not even a thing to roll the footage. You don't just say roll the footage. No one needs that from you, Lisa. She's like, Cavalli. Okay. And you're a liar. Why don't you stop talking? I have really good hair. So
stop talking.
Then we get
stop
the talking. Top chef. Shing! And then we're at commercial. So we come back and Lisa's still going, you know what? She's a pathological liar. Stop talking. Just shut up, Heather. Shut up.
So you called her a good time girl.
No, no, no. I said she was a good time. A good time. My friend, you know what? My friend told me an anecdote. Basically, you know, they would go, when they went to school, Heather was so much fun. She'd press her boobs against the glass and then take her shirt off and then hump the glass and then record it and send it to all the professors. It was just an anecdote. Just an anecdote. She was a good time.
I like that she's like trying to reel that in while she's also saying all the stuff that she originally said. She like put her boobs up against the glass. She goes, and you know what? Those are my friends who told me that, and they still have the letters you wrote them. I was like, ooh, good time girl letters? What are these? I want to read some Good Time Girl letters. What is those? Hey, it's me. It's me, the Good Time Girl. This you might notice this paper's crumpled. It's because I put my boob on it.
And Heather's like, you know what? I'm dear friends with them also, and they've denied this,
really?
Okay?
Let's call them then.
You can't, because you know she only DMs me. And her name is Rihanna, okay?
Uh-uh. You know what? Okay, that's it. I'm calling Time Daily. That's it.
Heather's like, you know what? I am a Good Time Girl. I'm a lot more fun than this mess. So I'm like, okay, so now you're embracing it. I don't know. You guys are crazy.
So, and so Andy's like, all right, well, let's move on.
No, Andy, we're not moving on, okay?
And he's like, okay, that was...
Andy, for one second, I'm so mad. I'm sitting on the edge of my chair right now. Okay, you know what's bothering me? Okay, I had to deal with this the entire time when we were filming. And what's that? What's the history? Heather, prove it. When have we driven in a car together? Okay, when have we gone to dinner together? When have we gone to Taco Bell? When have we shared a gordita? Show me we're not friends. Okay, Andy?
Yeah. I mean, look, you know what? I want to see your search history. You know what? You know, you say we have so much history. Like, where's the history? What's the history? So much history. I'm like, come on, Heather. And she's like, well, okay, we didn't personally know each other, but we have been in, like, the similar friend circles where we were at the same event sometimes. I'm like, so you didn't know her. Why are you acting like you were friends and she's pretending that she didn't know you? You just said you'd never even met.
You know who's friends of mine? Two of the three members of Exposé. They DM me all the time, okay? Those are friends.
You know who I'm friends with? Great Time Girls, okay? Great Time. They're like a level above. I'm Cavalli. So you know what? I don't know Heather. I met her the first time in 2017, and we are not close. There. I said it. That's it.
And Heather's just like... She's so mean to me.
I'm going to tell Riri everything. So how did Whitney feel about Lisa's comments about the strip pole? Do you think Lisa's jealous?
I don't think that she's jealous. I think that she thinks that she's... Wait. What was it again? I don't think she's jealous, but I do think... I think she thinks that she's better than me.
I'm a good friend. Okay, let's start over. You know me. I'm a real tell it like it is kind of a strip pole. Darn it.
And Lisa is just like, name the car ride. You know what? Why does she say name the car ride?
We're so close. You know what? Name the car ride that we took together, okay? We were never in a car together, Whitney. Okay, never. I've never been in the car with you or Heather, so just name it.
And Andy's like, well, you did say ride. That she should stop twerking. And she's like,
you know what? Here's why I said that. You know what? I think it's inappropriate to dance like that in front of someone's husband.
And Heather goes, oh, really? Well, who were you doing your splits in front of?
And by the way, we see footage of Lisa doing splits. Yeah. But then the other thing is that when she says, I think it's inappropriate to twerk in front of someone's husband, but I'm not judging. I'm like, you literally just said, I think it's inappropriate. That is the definition of a judgment. And I support it.
And Jen's like, well, so, I'm not even mad at that. I mean, it's all the stuff that happened after. And Whitney's like, oh, yeah, me and Jen are crazy. Did you not see the episode with the bus party? Oh. Party bus? I'll do it on the next take.
By the way, we have to mention that Vanessa Bayer went on to Watch What Happens Live this week. And she, like, read a scene, like, from with Lisa and Whitney from the first episode when they were having a discussion at that party. And Vanessa Bayer's Whitney is
and her
about
Lisa.
As perfect.
I mean, Lisa was great, and but honestly, her Whitney are just like perfect, creepily.
But
perfect.
The Whitney, I mean, the Lisa was really good, but the Whitney was like it was exactly like it was. Vanessa Bayer is so funny, yeah. And she needs to be around in pop culture more.
Yeah, she was fantastic. So Whitney's like, well, I want to make point. She calls trash me. And Lisa's like, once. I called you trash one time, Whitney. She's
multiple times. You called me once trash, multiple. One time trash, multiple times. Can we start this again?
And then Andy's like, Mary, you claim to be a fashionista, but Sally from Southerton wants to say, what in the green hell was that loofah you were Christmasing?
Well, in my opinion, I love my Lufa Ufa dress, okay? And it's Valentino Runway, and it's not for everyone, and not everyone can fit into that dress, so and not everyone can pull it off. So, there. I love it. I'm just, don't mind me, I'm just a preacher who's shaming everyone's bodies. Don't mind me.
So the self-proclaimed Queen Bee of Salt Lake City made a splash as the cameraman.
And so now it's a Jen montage of Jen going cray-cray. And when it gets to the dad part, Heather starts crying. And I was like, this is so Housewives to be crying over someone else's dead dad scene. Which then we find out that Heather's father died. So I felt really bad for writing that down.
And then it turns out that Mary's dad died also.
Yeah, it was really sad.
And then, but the thing was, what was interesting was Heather's like, my dad died in April. And then Mary's like, mine did too. And Lisa goes, yours did too? I'm so sorry. I'm like, wow, that like, not gonna, like, wow, she must really dislike Heather.
Yeah, she saved it. She's like, oh,
unless maybe she knew.
Okay, here's my sad face. Here's my sad face. Oh my God, yours too? So sorry. So Heather's like, is crying because it's so fresh for her. It's really sad. And she's like, it's still fresh for me. So even thinking about it makes me cry. And so Andy, I love Andy's segue. He's like,
oh, that's so sad. Dead dad. Okay, let's talk about Jen's boobs. Jen, what's your plastic surgery history? Come on, give it to me. Come on.
What have you done and what are you still planning to do? Okay, here, let me get you a tissue because you're still crying about the death of your father. But while you cry, just please tell me about your boobs and other injections you've had. Still want to get your knees
done. This is so bravo. You still want to get your knees? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, well, Heather created that procedure, Andy. And she's like, that was a collab. And Jen's like, yeah, well, I mean, people think I've had all this surgery, but I haven't really had any surgery on my face. And Andy goes, and your nose?
and then she pulls a Dr. Paul with Nassif. What's his name? Adrian's ex-husband?
Paul Nassif.
She's like, oh well, the baby hit me in the face and broke my nose, which was a nice callback to that when that happened to Paul back in the day.
Yeah.
So she's like, I just use fillers and Botox. So, hey, does anyone want to address something that they had? So now we open it up to the entire group, and Whitney's like, I have had everything, Botox, fillers. Other spouses, everything.
Bosses. I'll just put anything into me, Andy. But you know what? My natural are boobs. Damn it.
And he's like, wait a minute. Your boobs are natural. And then we see like a side-by-side of her like huge boobs that she has today and then like normal huge boobs from before.
And also decently huge.
But different size huge. And he's like, oh, you've had those done since the show. She goes, oh, well, they're higher. I was like, this is so weird. These segments are always so weird to me because it's like what people choose to admit to think they're gonna get the less shit for or something. Like, who cares? It's like, why is it okay to get your elbows lifted, but it's not okay to get your boobs done? Like, why is one okay and one? You have new boobs. Who cares? They look amazing. Is the point?
Yeah.
Never apologize.
They could use a blazer. I felt like they were a little informal.
You know what? I didn't really get new boobs, Andy, but my suit did. So I'd like to congratulate
my suit. After this. I have a reservation at a restaurant, and it's blazer mandatory, so that's why the boobs are suited up.
We're women in power, Andy, that's why.
So then Andy's like, so, Jen, another question we're getting a lot is why the green Christmas loofah,
sorry, that was another Mary thing, I just had to say it, I really liked it. Why do you have so many assistants, and what do they do for you, outside of clapping for you and driving you around the block?
Andy, I need a lot of help. He's like, doing what? Well, I run a lot of different companies and businesses. He's like, but what do you actually do?
Specifically, how did you get so rich?
He's like, well, my background is in direct response advertising, Andy. So we have a platform and it helps you get customers. So, algorithms, Andy.
At least SEO, discuss. Synergy.
Lucrative. It's lucrative.
It's lucrative. So basically, Jen is the one who's sending you mailers from Bed Bath & Beyond. That's what Jen does.
And Heather's like, I mean, I'm a smart person, but I don't get it. All I know is that I got to go to like a business meeting at Tao. And so I was like, I love it. I don't know what she does, but I love it.
This is so fancy. I can't believe Rihanna invited me to this. Wow. What did Rihanna invite you to, Lisa? Excuse me. I got invited to a very fancy luncheon with Fergie's shoemaker. Okay. Thank you.
So Jen's husband is not the head coach. So why can't he just take time off to go to your dad's funeral? Were you having marital issues? It's like, damn, that's rude. So yeah. Jen's like, well, I mean, if he was full-time, then he would have enough power to send the assistant coach. But as the assistant coach, he has to, like, do all the hard stuff, you know? And he keeps kind of asking about the marriage. He's like, did him not going to the funeral affect your marriage? And then she's crying, you know? So they're doing a good job of really setting Jen up in this first one to be like, why is anybody even mad at Jen? Like, they just keep yelling at Jen.
She's been very reasonable.
She's been totally, like, chill. Yeah, chill and reasonable. She's crying. So they're really setting her up well.
Yeah, and he asks, like, did something happen in the past that made you feel like you couldn't talk to your husband about how you were feeling? And she's basically like, you know, like the whole thing. She basically talks about the trauma of losing her father, and she was just really angry. And that, and then he's like, but he seems so supportive of you and someone who lifts you up. Like, what is it that made you feel like you can't express yourself to him? He's so great. He's so great, Jen. And she's just like, well, he's never around. And when he's around, I don't want to just like fight, you know, which actually made a lot of sense. I thought that actually meant I felt like that explained a lot of issues with what they're talking about.
Well, so, she says that he missed when he passed, and she was really pissed. And when he came home, she was super mad, and so she grabbed all of his stuff and said, "Don't come back." And she, you know, basically had a fit. And he's like, "Well, you know, but I'm wondering still, because he's just so supportive, and he lifts you up, and you can't express yourself, and he just keeps going." I'm like, "What is he getting at?" You know, like, what does he know? Just ask her. You know, if you can ask someone about a vagina lift, you can ask them whatever rumor you've heard, you know? Yeah. So he's like, "For a woman in her 50s, you sure throw a tantrum like a 5-year-old, says Paulette from Peterstown. And she's like, well, first of all, Paulette from Peterstown, go fuck yourself, because I'm not 50, so...
Yeah. She's like, "I'm 48. Okay, so as a woman in her late 70s, why do you act like a little girl sometimes, Jen? And she's like, you're literally making me older now.
Like, so someone like, who should be on the cover of AARP, what's the deal with you being a child? And
Jen, I've got a question. What was it like taking photos during a time when you had to stand still for 20 minutes? What was that like?
How was Hume Cronin to date? How was that?
So, were the Roaring Twenties as roaring as they seem, Jen?
So, talk about depression. You lived through one.
What was better, World War I or World War II?
So she's like, "Listen, I was going through a lot, and I'm sorry, but you know what? Shit, when you're going through shit happens when you're going through shit." I was like, wow, that's like a hang in there poster. You know, it just needs like a little kitty cat swinging you back and forth.
So like, have you always been this temperamental? I'm a trigger.
I trigger her. That's it.
Did you get this mad when Teddy Roosevelt was elected? So she's like, "No, I've not always been like that." And then Mary's like, I think that she's more temperamental with me than anyone else. I mean, my name's a trigger.
Trigger. And Lisa's like, "You know what, Mary? I don't think so, Mary. And no disrespect to you, but like, I feel like Jen, like when she gets like upset, it has like nothing to do with you. Like literally nothing. I'm sorry. Like that's it. You know what? It's no disrespect, Mary." And Mary's like, "Well, you told me. You're the one who told me. Remember? I said, Lisa, why does she treat me like that? And you said, well, like you're confused every single time she treats me like do 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 do."
I was in private, just like my direct messages are in private, and I'm not gonna say who they're from, but you know, if you did say Bam Margera, you wouldn't be wrong. Anyway, I was in private and I was having
I was having other conversations.
You know what? It's because it was at the luncheon. And I, you know what? That was what was happening at the luncheon. And so I didn't know what happened at the birthday party because I was going around saying, I love that. I'm reminding people it's my birthday. So I didn't really know what was going on. And that's the thing. So like the luncheon, she was really mad. So I was saying, why is she so mad at you?
And Whitney's like, Mary triggers her. She triggers her. Absolutely, Andy. I agree. And Jen's like, I mean, the whole hospital thing, the luncheon. But you know what? Mary herself doesn't trigger me. It's just all the things that she does.
Yeah. That's all. So, hey, Jen, did you ever apologize to Heather for, you know, being such a crazy, crazy person to her when you stormed out of that 1920s party? And Heather's like, no, she didn't. So Jen's like, I'm sorry, Heather, that I did that. And he's like, come on. He does that thing.
Is that heartfelt? She goes, yes. Actually, goes, okay. It was heartfelt. She said it was heartfelt. Okay. And Heather's like, that seemed a bit, I'm not even going to say the word, Andy, but, you know, it wasn't nice. And so she's like, I don't know why she's holding back. You know, why isn't she just saying, I love you, Heather. I'm so sorry. You do so much for me, Heather. Like, that's what I need, Andy. That's what I need.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, what people don't understand is that me and Jen, we found friendship in a hopeless place, okay? We found friendship in a hopeless place. AAAs, okay?
AAAs.
Why can't she apologize?
Well, I laughed because it was a year ago and the apology's just coming now. It's like, well, it came at the season finale and then probably 9,000 times because, you know, it's not like Heather just let it go, you know? As we saw in that season finale where she's like, but I need more from you. Like, okay, I'm sorry, but I need more. Okay, I'm really sorry, but I need more from you, Jen.
And then Heather takes it to a place of like, you thought you were trading up for this and that. And she's pointing at Meredith and Lisa, who are this and that, I guess. And she's like, and you know what? I would always get you in the car, no matter what. Even if you don't want to get me in the car, I will always get you in the car. I'm like, Heather, that's on you. At a certain point, like, you don't get brownie points for that. Like, I don't know, like, maybe she was raised with this idea that you have to be selfless at all times, but at a certain point, you do have to look out for yourself. At a certain point, you got to say, the car's that way, I'm eating my meatball.
Yeah, but that did lead to the best line of the season, which is, you'll see me, I look like a flapper girl with cankles. So then Mary is like, yeah, you can't just say that that's what friends do, because you know what? What do you want, a friend who just eats you up and then, you know, tears you down and then never says sorry? I mean, you did that to yourself, Heather. You did that to yourself. And Jen's like, you know what? Maybe you should take your own advice, Mary. She goes, I don't want to be friends with you. Do you even get that? Do you even get that, Jen? Do you understand?
Jen's like, come again? I don't understand that.
So someone from somewhere says, Meredith, what about when Brooke said not to be friends with Jen? She goes, he did not say that, and that is not true. All right? That is not true, and I will not stand for that being said about my son.
Listen, Brooks is a special little boy, and he's just learned how to make that pyramid out of rainbow rings, okay? So we're not going to engage with this, all right?
You know,
so Jen was like,
I don't think that you're trying to rattle my kids, Jen, but there were highlight kicks and no underwear, and I would have not talked about any of this had you just never said, you know, that Meredith, you know, I never would have wanted to see your kids uncomfortable. I never would have said anything, but you just couldn't say it, Jen.
I mean, I didn't even know there was a problem. I had no idea. I mean, sure, was I concerned that they were going to Best Buy in the middle of the night? Yes. But I just assumed they were running away from the general dysfunction in your household.
Andy's like, so they left and they went to Best Buy because they were uncomfortable. Did they see a vagina? Did they see a vagina? And Meredith goes, they did. Andy, they did.
Saw a vagina. They had to go to Best Buy immediately. They had to numb themselves with discussions.
Andy's questioning, like, the trauma of going to Best Buy to escape a vagina.
That Best Buy was open late, by the way.
Very late. So Jen's like, well, if it was such a problem, Meredith, why did you have me stay over? And Andy goes, did you know that they saw your vagina? Did you know she's, that?
She's like, no. She's like, I thought the reason why Brooks was upset was because he went upstairs and he saw you smoking and he was pissed that you were smoking. And Meredith goes, so what? Well, so what about a vagina then? So what about a vagina? One's actually way more natural.
Yeah.
One has actually no shame attached to it.
And Jen's like, I didn't even say anything about vagina gate or whatever. She goes, you did say something. No, because there were just like posts, you know, like, what did I even say? And Meredith's like, well, there were posts calling him white privileged. That, what about that? I'm going to shake my head real hard at that. It's like, he is white privileged. What's your fucking point?
And I just want to say that when Jen said, when the whole vagina gate came out, they cut to Andy doing his thing like, vagina gate. Yeah, I'm going to laugh about vaginas again. So then we see the tweet, and this is Jen's tweet. Serious? I never went spread eagle. It is completely insane to me that not only did you all see I didn't, but because, I don't know, her grammar's like a little messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she says, but because a white privileged family tells you I did, you somehow think, you know, I did something wrong. So she actually didn't call him white privilege. She called the entire family white privilege.
All of them white privilege, which has so much to do with seeing a vagina. It's like, what?
Yeah, I didn't really see the connection there necessarily, but I will say she didn't call him white privilege.
So she's still going, I did not attack him. And Mary goes, well, you did say he'd never seen a vagina. And that's something that's not very nice.
That's kind of picking on him. She goes, if I offended your kids, I'm sorry, but I didn't know. I thought they had a gift certificate. I thought they needed to get a stereo. I didn't know.
Well, why don't you talk about how you were recording people without their consent? Why don't you talk about that, Jen? Huh? What about that? And she goes, what are you talking about? And Andy goes, wait, so is the scandal about vaginas? No, Andy. Okay, is it about her recording you smoking? And she goes, did she post that on social media? And she goes, no, she just recorded it, and now she has it.
A damning video of Meredith, who Meredith, who already sounds like a broken organ, being like, I can't believe she could record me smoking.
God.
It's literally a smoking gun video minus the gun.
This is the big scandal. This is hilarious. So she has to confess to smoking now on TV because she's the one who ended up bringing it up, which is what she does when she thinks she's caught in something, you know, like when she was cheating or she had not cheating because I guess they were separated or whatever. But when she was dating in her marriage and she found out they were going to say something, so she came out and said it first. It's like that. It's like, ooh, she's going to reveal me smoking. I'm going to say it first.
So that, well, getting ahead of the story, that's why she's so elegant. So then Andy is like, so why did you invite her to sleep over? She didn't know. She passed out with her vagina flapping in the wind, I'd like to add. And Jen's like, Meredith, you asked me to sleep over. You were the one who passed out. And then Meredith does her classic thing. You know what? I'm not going to go back and forth on that. That was a polite way of saying I'm disengaging. I'm not going to do this. Okay, you were passed out of my house. That's why I gave you a tracksuit that was Brooks's to wear home. Okay, more of a onesie with a bonnet. But you know what I'm saying.
I want one of those. Like, that can be arranged, Andy. So do the other
no,
women...
No, I can't, Mother. No freebies.
No freebies to vaginas, Mother. Quiet down over there, all right? Warm up the
bottle.
Oh,
look at your mobile.
Andy's like, do the other women sympathize knowing Jen had reasons to act out? And Heather's like, oh, we all understand, Andy. We get it. Like, we all understand her. We all have sympathy for her. And Mary's like, oh, yeah. Well, it's just me. I get attacked. Just, you know, look at you guys. You understand the malicious treatment I get, but then you still run to her rescue. So... Thanks.
Mary, that was snarky. That wasn't nice. I am kind to both of you. You know what? I make sure you both shine bright like diamonds. Hey, stop that.
What? Aunt Jillian sang that song first. I've got her in my DMs. You want me to ask her?
And you know what, Mary? I do check in on you. I check on you all the time. And if you knew how kind I am to you, do you know how kind I am to you, Mary? If you knew.
And Mary's like, put your hand down. And she goes, I'm sorry, I'm a New Yorker. That's just how I talk with my hands. And Andy's like, Andy goes,
Heather's like,
who says Heather's you like, haven't
lived
been
in
here
Utah
20
for
years?
20 years. You know what? I go back and forth. I go back and forth. So when I'm in New York, my hands move. But when I'm in Utah, my hands pray. Okay? Mormon 2.0, New Yorker 2.0.
So why do you think she doesn't have your back? And Mary goes, well, she doesn't care about me. She doesn't care about me, that's for sure. And she goes, well, I tried to make everybody make up, you know? I tried to get Jen to make up with Mary. I tried to get Mary to make up with Jen. I tried to make Jen. You know what? That's just how it is, Andy. I'm a good person. It's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. And Andy's like, well,
I literally just got a DM from Lonnie Anderson, and she said, thanks for helping me make up with my manager. Really, I'm just here as a vessel of helpfulness.
So Andy's like, Lisa, no quest for perfection, but Lisa more than anything loves Lisa. And then there's just a clip of Lisa going, oh my god, I love me, I love that about myself.
So Lisa, what if there's an emergency and you're in if you're in Park City during Sundance and the kids, there's an emergency, you need to help your kids? She goes, okay, first of all, there's a nanny, there's a concierge doctor on call, there's Vita Tequila bartenders. Okay, there's hybrid stools that they can do CPR off of. Okay, and also I happen to be married to an amazing guy who might not have a Rolex, but he has a heart. Okay, and you know what? My kids are everything to me. All right, they're everything. And if you want to see me cry, I'm gonna cry through the glue in my eye right now. Talk about my children.
Yeah, you want to see me cry? I'm going to have to call my concierge doctor, Andy. I'm calling my concierge doctor. Also, bring butterscotch concierge doctor. I love that.
Then, so Jen's like, Andy's, you're a good mom. And Andy's it's weird that you got emotional because I was just sitting over here thinking, God, this lady's got no emotions about anything. I wonder what her vulnerabilities are.
Yeah, he goes, because you seem so strong and confident and unemotional. I was wondering if you are emotional. Like, you know, you can be strong and confident and emotional, too. Those things are allowed. And in fact, a lot of people who are strong and confident are very emotional. They're just not emotional the way you expect. But whatever.
Well, you know what? Fresh Wolf is everything to me. And Fresh Wolf is made up of two presidents that came from my womb chair. So you know what? It's so amazing to see two young boys feel so proud of me. You know what, Andy? My kids love me so much.
You want to make me cry? Talk about my kids. Talk about Diet Coke. Talk about Taco Bell. And I will cry. I will cry.
It's the first time I've heard that answer. It's usually, I love my kids so much. How dare you? And this time it's, my kids love me so much. Okay? They love me so much. They came out with the shaving cream for me, Andy. Okay? And he's like, well, Winnie, you said you're not a swinger, but if you were, which couple here would you try and bang? Not Heather, because she's always single. Sorry, Heather. And Whitney's like, Meredith, to be honest, but not Seth, just Meredith.
Oh, poor Seth. Poor Seth. He got kicked out of the threesome before it even happened.
Yeah.
Aww. He's probably like aggressively, you know, yelling at someone, like aggressively, like doing his aggressive jaw movement. I noticed that in a GIF. There was like some GIF going around where he's talking and he really throws his entire jaw around it. Like, this is crazy right now. Now I'm just in Austin. Never mind. So Jackie from Hartford says, Lisa's better than thou attitude is off-putting. After watching yourself on TV, do you need a little fine-tuning? And does it bother you that you're getting criticized from someone in Hartford, Connecticut? Go on, tell us.
No, you know what? I'm comfortable with myself. You know what? You can't do what I do and not be who I am. You know what? Like, if I wasn't the Queen of Park City, but then I was the Queen of Park City, people would be like, are you the Queen of Park City or are you not? Like, I don't even understand what's happening. I've had a job since I was 12 years old, Andy.
And Whitney's like, so then why can't you be nice?
Doesn't really correlate. You do come across a snobby. This is Mary. She's like, you do come across a snobby, and you do have a stick up your butt.
How do you take that, Lisa?
She's like, I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
You know, I take everything she says with a grain of salt. And Mary just starts going, grain of salt, grain of salt. Oh, what's a grain of salt? Grain of salt. Just a grain of salt. Grain of salt.
And Andy's like, well, Mary's saying you need some growth opportunities. And Whitney says you're not nice. And these people know you, so. And she's like,
well, you know what, Andy? People misinterpret to rock this budgie. Like, I want people to be lifted up. You know, I was so nice to Whitney. Well, you know, we did an interview together. And, like, I said so many nice things about her. And you know what? When her clothes came in late from beep, I offered to give her clothes. And when he's like, oh, did you catch that thing? She said when her clothes came in from beep.
Who did not allow their names to be associated with this show? I'd like to know.
Dress bar, and it's like, you will not mention us.
So Lisa's like, you know, they love to tell me who I am. They love, and Heather's like, well, you like to tell us who we are, okay? Listen, I did an interview with you, okay? And I gave you accolades, all right? I was building you up, all right? And she's like, that's not a gift. That's not a gift. You gave me a compliment? Like, that's what I do every single day. Like, I do it so much I don't have to even remember it because it's not like a feather in my cap, all right? It's called human interaction, and I do it every day, especially with Rihanna, okay?
And Lisa's like, you know what? People read books about, you know, feeling good about themselves, and I do feel good about myself, so there.
Which is what I said. I was like, wow, this woman has some confidence. This is like, I've tried my whole life to have this kind of comfort. Every self-help book that's out there. And then someone finally does it, and we're like, bitch!
Yeah, exactly. Confidence has got me where I am today. I have to say, I was actually kind of won over by that argument. I was like, she is actually really confident, and like, why do we hate that, you know? So Heather's like, well, where you are today is sitting with women who are your colleagues saying you're not treating us well. And then Mary's like, well, by the way, I'm also a confident person. I mean, would an unconfident person wear the green oofa oofa dress? I don't think so. But also, I can fit into it, so.
And she goes, yeah, you know, you said that take me with a grain of salt, you know, and I don't make people feel less than. And Lisa's like,
yes, you do. You know what? I enjoy my conversations with you, Mary, but you know what? No offense, but yes, you do. She's like, oh, really? Well, who did you see me make feel less than? She goes, Jen.
Okay. Well, that's Jen. Who else? Who else? Go ahead. Name one other person. She's like,
but the people at your church, when I saw that on TV, she goes, do not talk about my church.
No one's talking about your alcohol.
Which, what? And also, you said one more person. Yes, we can talk about your church. It was on TV. And I didn't realize in the last recap that she called that guy fat. I thought she was just saying, you know what, you need to drink more water. But she was saying, you've gained so much weight. Why have you gained so much weight? You need to drink more water. So yeah, people are allowed to call that out, okay? You already get to pay no taxes at your church, okay? You're not also free from criticism, okay? Tax-free does That's not right. mean I get to bitch at you free.
That's right. So Mary's like, you know, I'm not a confrontational person, but I will speak the truth. And if you need to learn something about yourself, there's always an involvement area for everyone. I'm like, okay, that doesn't make any sense, but fine.
Yeah.
Do I make you feel less than Heather? Uh-huh. No. What about you, Whitney? No. And Lisa's like, oh, well, that's because Whitney's too busy kissing your ass, Mary. That's why. And Whitney goes, wait. She's just totally like, yeah, saying, can't keep up with the conversation.
And Heather's like, well, Mary can be harsh, but she's, you know what? At least she's not dismissive. And Lisa's like, oh, there's that word again, dismissive. There it is again.
Well, I think Lisa could say one thing to me and then say it to Heather in the exact same tone, but it would have been interpreted differently because my dynamic, elegant. I was waiting for you guys to say it, but you didn't. It is. It's elegant. That's it. You know.
And he just goes, okay. So then, Cindy from Flowertown, Pennsylvania, and that was a real quote. It was Cindy from Flowertown, Pennsylvania, said, Lisa, why'd you get so mad at Whitney for pointing out the bad behavior of your bartenders? As a business owner, wouldn't you want to know how your employees are representing your brand? So I was set off because those bartenders don't actually work for Vida Tequila, the greatest tequila in all the world. Those bartenders are contract bartenders, and I use those contract bartenders all the time. But, that you know, and I paid for one. They cost like $2,000, and I paid for one. It was my gift. I bought her a man, and I gave it to her. That was my gift.
They cost $2,000. Damn, I quit the wrong job. They do not cost $2,000. And you Whitney's did. Like, well, I can afford my own bar, but I invited her to show Women Supporting Women like it was an olive branch, like saying, you know what? I will take your free alcohol because it's also like a woman supporting a woman. And she's like, oh, you know what? The way that you sent that in the text message, that's not how you said it in the text message. And Whitney's like, I have the text messages. Unfortunately, I was running out of printer ink, but I have them, Andy. Take them.
And Andy, who... as we've seen on the show, it's just going blinder and blinder because he holds the cards like this close to his face. He's like,
I can't really see what this says. So
I'm reading it. He's like, does this say, it says, guys, bring your girls. Girls, bring your guys. No phones and keep this discreet. Is that
No, wrong one. Okay, here, this is it.
Can't read it. Sorry, bad Xerox.
So then they just ignore it. It's like, no one could read it at all? Come on. So he's like,
Do Whitney and Heather paint an incorrect picture of Lisa?
And Jen's like, I mean, Lisa has a strong personality, Andy. You know, it's just like a communication style thing.
And Heather starts yelling. She's like, it's not my fault the way that all of America perceived you. That is a Lisa thing. That is not a Heather and Whitney thing.
If all of America didn't like you, that is a you thing, not an us thing.
All right, bring my husband in. Ask my husband. Ask Scott Bakula, okay? Ask Scott Bakula. See what he has to say about it, okay?
And Heather's like, you know what? I'm traumatized by what you did to me. And Lisa's like, you know what? I'm traumatized. You traumatized me by your lies. Name the car ride, Heather. Name it. You know what? And you say you care. Is that your way of caring? Traumatized me. And Mary's like, we have to evolve, you know? Because, like, I don't think Heather likes me either. And Heather's like,
what? She's like, what happened? So Lisa's like, you want something from me and you're not gonna get it, and it's called Diet Coke. It's mine, okay? She goes, what have I said openly other than calling you a bitch, which quite frankly you are.
Yeah, she goes, Joy, you called me dismissive, you called me a mean girl, you called me a Coke Zero lover, which I'm appalled, I'm traumatized. And Heather's like, you portray yourself that way, so... there. And Whitney's like,
I think you are rude, mischievous, manipulative. Can we start that over? And you guys made a whole lie to make her not be my friend. You made up a lie about me.
I had this whole realization, and it's not that she's making me feel a certain way. It's that she doesn't create space for... Wait. She doesn't like watching Trading Spaces. No. She's going to outer space, and we have to wish her well. No.
All right, so do you guys want to be friends?
And Heather's like, I don't want to be friends. She goes, I want to be friends, and I want to champion her. Okay, I want to champion her. And Jen's like, she just feels misunderstood. And Lisa's like, it's exhausting. You know what?
She goes,
you don't even
throws her hands at them. She goes, she starts throwing her hands at them. Like it was like super jazz hands. She goes, constantly. Okay, it's exhausting, constantly. I was like, whoa, give her some space.
She's like, it's exhausting. You guys don't allow me to be your friend. I mean, John has been in the car with me, so you just ask John. Because I try to call you over and over, and it's voicemail after voicemail. Exhausting. You know what? You're missing out because I have a lot to offer. And Heather's like, you've not offered me friendship. You have not.
Lies. I gave you John's Rolex after I threw it out of the car, okay? You can keep telling that narrative because then people will actually like me and you won't get to tell America and I won't get text messages and DMs because of what you said. I won't be called a cut fitness and a bad mom and dismissive. Your words, and a bitch, okay?
And Heather's like, I didn't even say anything. They're mad at you because you were mean to me. She's like, I ordered Taco Bell for my birthday and then you said bad things about me.
What was that last sentence? She said something she ordered Taco Bell.
Yeah, she goes, I got to order Taco Bell and show up at my birthday party and then you told the world what to think about me and you did a damn good job. I was like, what? And they ended it with this like flourish of music to be like, ooh. But I was like, wait, so you went to Taco Bell and went to... I don't get it.
I didn't get that one either. But pretty fun.
pretty fun first one, everybody. So that's the end of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion part one. We'll be back tomorrow with a little summer house action.
That's also going to be a Crappens On Demand, and that will be fun. So check that out. If you want to do Crappens On Demand, by the way, that's at patreon.com/watchcrappens. So we'll see you all tomorrow. And until then, have a restful and lovely day.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan. Higher than high res. She's Lauren Perez.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler. We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.